Good morning now. Welcome, my friends. You are now listening to Tuesday Mornings edition, Frankly Speaking Radio, February 6th, 2007, about 12:01 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Very excited that you're here with us this evening because we have a special guest joining us via the telephone and the wonders of technology we have with us, a man who has done so many things to pioneer a truer look at history, factoring in secret societies and their involvement in pretty much every major event since recorded time. Really just phenomenal and prolific writer and researcher. His website, www.ralph-epperson.com, is the website. Full listing there of all of his material and sources. And also, if you'd like to give him a call, perhaps you don't have internet access, write this down, 800-422-3888. Now, he's on the phone right now. Don't call him now. Don't call him after the show. Call him tomorrow. Or sometime later this week during normal human being hours, and he will be thrilled to chat with you and discuss with you anything you might want to talk about. And, of course, I know you're going to want to order all of his books because they are just incredible sources of information for you and your own personal quest for truth. Ralph, welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's continue, if I may, and we'll finish up on this thing.
Okay.
Then I want to talk about an article, and then if you want to, we can get into the dredge.
Yes.
About how one man ended the war in Vietnam. Okay, let's go back. Alan Bean. He knew that the Ray Van Allen belt was a serious problem. Agreed? He said, I'm sure we didn't go out far enough. I don't quite know where it is, but
it wasn't
a problem.
And doesn't sound like he knows much of anything, Ralph.
Well, we know it's a problem.
Yeah.
But he went on to point out if we were to encounter it, then we would have had to build a spacecraft and the spacesuit to not give humans a problem. Well, they didn't build the spacecraft and the spacesuits to give them protection. So that means they didn't go through the Van Allen belt. What else can you infer from that?
I don't know. Like I said, the two options here are A, he's a complete and total moron, or B, given the fact that he is pretty much the elite of the elite, and NASA and astronauts and moonwalkers, you'd have to say, I think, only 12 guys have actually ever walked on the moon, supposedly. So somewhere around there, 12 or 15, which means that, you know, this guy is going to have to know his stuff. So you would think that there's no way you can argue that he's just a moron or mistaken or misspoke type of thing. So I would wager it's just further confirmation that we didn't technically go.
I have in my hands right now the June 2006 copy of Discover magazine, Science, Technology, and the Future. And the major story on the cover is, Are We Trapped on Earth? Why Cosmic Rays Could Prevent Us from Leaving. Okay?
Okay.
And it's all about how if we go to Mars, we can't go. And I'll read just random some of the things that I read through a rather lengthy article that point out that we can't get off this Earth ever. Can the human body withstand a prolonged journey into deep space? Prolonged weightlessness, for example, is known to cause severe loss of bone and muscle mass. By one estimate, astronauts will lose bone density at a rate of roughly 1% per month. Biophosphorates or something, medications used to treat osteoarthritis are apparently only going to be destroyed in like a matter of weeks. New research suggests that repeated exposure to galactic cosmic rays and other forms of radiation would be debilitating. Astronauts could suffer brain damage or develop leukemia after reaching the red planet, and ultimately deadly.
Ralph, let me interrupt you again for another short break. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. I'd like to remind you before we get back to our guests that this hour is being brought to you by the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only the natural state of Arkansas can offer. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. They do specialize in things like family reunions and different get-togethers, so I think we're going to have to set something up out there because this will be a lot of fun for all of us to get together and meet and talk about important things. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free, pardon me, at 877-253-7690. Back to our guest, Ralph Epperson. His website, ralph-epperson.com, full listing of all of his materials there. Ralph, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you.
We were talking about a magazine article,
yeah.
June 2006, Discover, and it's talking about a long trip to Mars, and he says we cannot go. What devices will shield an astronaut during a solar flare? The blast of lethal plasma that spews out at intervals from our sun. Over there, solar particle events. These are bursts of hot plasma that period at episodically, I don't know what that word means, erupt from our sun and journey outward at high speeds through the solar system. A month before the last mission, Apollo 17, in December 1972, a severe solar storm broke out, the particles of which would have fatally seared the astronauts had they been on the moon when it occurred. Solar particles are just one form of radiation astronauts will have to contend with, however, including X-rays, gamma rays, and above all, galactic cosmic rays. Right now, the radiation has an uncertainty of a factor of 6, which means that if you want to protect your biological specimen on a trip to Mars to a set conservative limit, you will probably be carrying 6 times too much shielding, just because the uncertainty is a factor of 6, a 600% uncertainty in the measurement. The possible unnecessary addition of shielding, he continues, means a whole lot more a whole lot more mass, which means the rocket is heavier, which means it can't launch as easily. I'm telling you, Frank, that is as bogus as a $1 bill, and we've been ripped off to the tune of billions of dollars for a fraudulent space effort. We didn't go.
Well,
and there's all sorts of evidence.
Yeah, there is. There's plenty of it.
Here's one more. This all is right. Interesting. Alan Bean has his own website, and when you go there, the first picture you see is Alan Bean standing with his spacesuit on, but with the helmet off. And while he's standing there, he's in front of a scene of stars. There's beautiful whole galaxy. Of course, I don't have a color printer. I just got black and white. But it's a beautiful picture of stars and everything else that's right there in front of your very eyes. And then when you go into the website, he shows you pictures of his trip on the moon. And when you can see that they're shooting with the sun at their back, shooting into a black space, there's no stars. There's no stars. Why are there no stars? According to the picture of him in the front, it could well be that they enhanced that, but if they enhanced it, why would they need to enhance it if you got real pictures?
That's a good point.
There's no real pictures. Now, you could say, wait a minute, they're shooting towards the sun and they wouldn't see him. No, I specifically found pictures where the sun is clearly behind the photographer, which means their shadows go straight ahead, and you can see the black background for at least 2 or 3 heights of people, and there's no star, not even one. Why? Hubble's able to take pictures in space.
Yeah.
There's no atmosphere on the moon. And secondly, there's no other source of light except some stars. They should show up. None. And his portrait in front of his website shows stars behind him. In fact, not just stars, but hundreds of stars. I'm telling you, this thing, I don't know. Maybe he's too dumb to figure it out, but there's another example.
I think that's a pretty good amount of evidence. Plus, what else is available too? It's at least enough to make people think and get them to do some research on their own.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah,
but we don't mind. FEMA has admitted that they've already lost, misappropriated over $1 billion in Katrina, and yet Hillary Clinton wants the government into the medical insurance business. I wonder how many billions of dollars or trillions they'll waste on that.
I don't understand this.
Why do we keep looking to government to do all these things?
I don't know.
By the way, one more little example of that, just very quickly. They had a little contest for $1 million or something. If you could get your space rocket into the space, I think twice within a month or something, you got a prize. And so some guy did it with private funds, not government, not one penny of government money, and he did it with a small little like airplane looking device. And when he got finished, he came back down to Earth and invited the cameras to interview, and the reporter to interview his staff of 4,000, no, 6 people. 6 people and himself, 7 people put a thing up in orbit, but NASA spends $47 trillion and hires thousands of people. This guy did it with 6 others and himself. Why do we put up with this nonsense? I'll tell you what, Frank, I'm getting fed up with it.
Yeah!
I can't afford it.
There you go. See, we were talking about examples, and you and I had discussed this about the film Astronauts Gone Wild, and when you got Buzz Aldrin punching out filmmaker Bart Siebel, who's been on the show a number of times. I want to see Historians Gone Wild. I want to see Ralph up there on tables throwing styrofoam cups and yelling and whatever else that historians do. What do historians do?
Yeah, they don't get angry. They don't punch people in the nose. By the way,
well, you can do something.
That story.
All
you
right.
mentioned Sobral's video. I got a copy of it and watched it. And that's where I got this Alan Bean quote from.
Yeah.
There were 9 astronauts that he interviewed, and only 2 of them were willing to swear on a Bible that they went to the sun, to the moon. 7 of them refused to do it. Now, the 2 that admitted to do it, both admitted they don't believe in the Bible anyway. It doesn't matter. Now, there were 2 acts of violence recorded by Sobral in his video. One was, as you pointed out, when Buzz Aldrin punched him in the cheek, maybe the nose, I don't know. He just reached up and punched him.
It's a hell of a shot, wasn't it?
Yes, it was indeed. And the second one was Edgar Mitchell. Now, I checked my records of the official Masonic literature to see how many of those 9 astronauts were Masons. And the 2, Buzz Aldrin and Edgar Mitchell, the 2 that used violence just happened to be Masons. Isn't that an interesting coincidence?
Yes, that is, actually. That's very interesting.
Other 7 of the others were not Masons. They didn't use violence. So if you're a Mason, you're given permission to punch a reporter out if you don't like what he's saying.
Wow.
Isn't that revealing?
Yeah, that's something else.
I'm telling you. The man in charge, by the way, of the whole Apollo program for NASA just happened to be a 33rd degree Mason. Isn't that an interesting coincidence?
That's
I'm telling you, that whole thing is bogus. Just as okay, that's enough.
You sure?
Yes. No.
No. That's it. No more coffee for Epperson. He's out of control.
I'm telling you, Frank. It's just. Why do we keep asking government to do all these things when we know they don't do it, and yet it costs us trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and this is one of the things we've discussed on the show before, and sort of my picking apart of that issue would consist of this. You know, we are kept in a state of perpetual shifting of focus, shifting of consciousness. We get all of our news from the mainstream where they do it in 30-second sound bites. We get most of our headlines that we read in the newspaper just from the headlines. We say, oh, look, Iran's about to start a war. Okay. And then they move on to the next story, not reading the content when the content sometimes completely contradicts the headline itself. We get our food in, express lanes at the grocery store or drive-through lanes at the restaurant. So we're used to this. So we're kept so busy, Ralph. And, of course, Americans putting in pretty much more hours than any other country with the least amount of vacation time or days off. It's just a state of people feeling that their civic duty is solely to vote. And by voting, they are choosing the people who will best represent their interests. And we know that to be a giant falsehood that needs to be exposed and of course, highlighted to people on a regular basis. And hopefully, that can be the case with issues like this. And this is the main thing that we've tried to bring up on the show, Ralph, is with the myriad of evidence indicating that government does not serve the people. It is not of the people. It's not for the people. So, it's vital that we do understand that. And will it ever change? I don't know. It would seem that we've been sort of handicapped from the start, given, the information you've brought to light on this program before, and certainly was the first time I've ever heard it, which, of course, was the definition of the King of England's powers as, explaining it to be tyranny. And then, of course, those exact words put in the Constitution to define the powers of Congress. That indicates to me that the fix has pretty much been in from the start. But, one of the things that we need to discuss here, Ralph, and we'll do so if you're ready when we come back from the break, is quite simply this. You mentioned about appropriation of funds for things that are wasteful. Nothing, of course, more wasteful to the public than the loss of lives in an unnecessary war, one that perhaps could have been won in a very short amount of time. And that's what we're going to discuss here, folks. It's a story that Ralph Epperson has. It's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. It's going to blow your mind. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers light featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guest this evening joining us via telephone is a brilliant mind, folks, who's really just educated me so much in the, gosh, Ralph, what have we known each other for, like 5 years now?
It's been about like that, I would
guess.
Yeah,
it's a long time, man. Well, for me it is. Hey, I'm very excited you're here, and one of the things that we should talk about here, as you have gotten yourself all fired up against government corruption and involvement in our lives. Again, as I had stated, no worse crime, I think, than the shedding of blood, forcible shedding of blood, technically not forcible because they volunteered. But you know, when you look at Vietnam was a horrific experience, I imagine, for everybody that was involved in it. And, you know, unless you were one of those hippie folk, it was probably pretty horrific for everybody here stateside as well to see this stuff on the news all the time and maybe wondering about a loved one.
Well, what the Vietnamese War did was set the precedent for the Gulf War and the current war in Iraq right now. Waste and death, and when they could win it and get it over with, that's what happened in Vietnam. Because I want to try to discuss the evidence that one individual, one private citizen, one great, in fact, in my humble opinion, probably the greatest patriot this nation's ever established, ever created, one man ended the war in Vietnam. Not in government, not in the military, not force, not threat, not anything. He ended the war in Vietnam years before it was planned to end. And that story is so incredible, it's mind-boggling.
It's an amazing story, and I would wager, Ralph, that for most of the listeners, unless they've heard you tell the story, they've never heard of this man.
I believe that's true.
Yeah, I believe it too.
Okay, let's go back to the Vietnamese War and to cover what happened, because I want to do it briefly, and then we'll lead into what the story is, because this man saved us, probably saved the world millions of lives. Let's define the word conspiracy, a combination of people working in secret for an evil or unlawful purpose. And that's the very definition of what happened in Vietnam, because they gave us a war but didn't tell us what the purpose of it was. And there's a completely different reason for the war in Vietnam that no one else that I know of is saying except me. Now, if you're going to do this, you don't want the American people to know. If you're going to plan a war in years in advance, and you're not going to tell the people, because the people have got to supply the soldiers.
Yes.
During the war, there was a bumper sticker that came out. I remember seeing it years ago. Suppose they gave a war and nobody showed up.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, but you've got to have a war. If you're going to have a war, you need people, and that's what they did. Now, the United States government started the war in Vietnam in 1943, at least 1943. The war didn't start until 64. That's 21 years before the war started. Our government planned the war. They hired Ho Chi Minh, who was a Moscow-trained communist. He was the first Vietnamese to form the French Communist Party. He was exiled and went to France. Formed the French Communist Party in 1930. He organized the Indochinese Communist Party. And in 1941, he created the communist-dominated Viet Minh, later called the Viet Cong. And he was given American support at the end of World War II. So we hired a communist agent to lead the revolution in the North. His name was Ho Chi Minh. And Parade Magazine's my source for that. I've got two articles published by Parade, both of which support the contention that our government hired Ho Chi Minh and supplied him with captured Japanese weapons, radio equipment, training, ammunition, medicine, and food. Now, why would we do that? We're planning a war in Vietnam for after the war, after the World War I was over, and not only doing that, but we're planning for a reason that I'll reveal just before we end our discussion. Now, if you're going to have a war in Vietnam, if you want a major war with major technology instead of people on ox throwing bamboo shoots at each other, you better find a nation with technology, and Vietnam didn't have it. There was no Air Force base, no Navy, no missiles, no jets, no rockets, nothing. So you had to have, if you're going to have a major war over there, you need two nations to supply the major technology to have a war like that. If you want just a revolutionary war, let the people throw spears at each other, and that's what they do in Vietnam. So we had to have a war with plenty of technology. So the plan was to for Russia to supply the North Vietnamese, and the United States would supply the South Vietnamese. Because they both had war-making technology, missiles and jets and airplanes and Navy ships and you name it.
Yeah. Ralph, I'm sorry we're up to another break here, my friend. Let me hold you over, folks. We'll be right back with more of this incredible story, courtesy of our guest, Ralph Epperson. Check out his website, ralph-epperson.com. We'll give out his phone number again later on in the program as well. And, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Speaking radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Here we are, an hour and a half into it, and we are just now beginning our topic this evening with the great Ralph Epperson. Ralph, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you. And we left off here just sort of giving us the background here. You know, it's interesting you'd mentioned about Ho Chi Minh, and I think how fascinating is that in light of all the things that have come to light. And you mentioned about, you know, the Iraq War and whatnot. Saddam Hussein, some evidence that, you know, we worked with him. Osama bin Laden, evidence we've worked with him. And the list just goes on and on and on. It's almost like, Ralph, that we're creating these problems so that way we can, of course, solve them through warfare.
That's correct. This is our history. Hitler was created by American technology, American bankers, and yet we created him. And I watched a commercial once for Bill Cosby's TV show, and he was talking to his son. I never watched the program, but I was flipping channels, and, of course, everybody knows who Bill Cosby is. So he's talking to his son. He says, "Remember this, son, I brought you into the world, and I can take you out." And that's what we do. We bring Hitler's and Osama bin Laden's and Ho Chi Minh's in, and we can take them out, or not take them out as we choose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is. We did it in Vietnam, and we're doing it right now with Saddam Hussein.
The Bill Cosby foreign policy.
Now, if we're going to have a war, we need major technology. So where do you get it from? Well, we're not going to get it from Vietnam. We're going to have to build it, you know, show them. We use our material. Same thing with the Russians supplying the North. But there's one more ingredient. After we agreed that Russia would supply the North and we would supply the South, we then agreed to supply Russia. That means that 53,000 Americans who died in Vietnam were killed by our own government selling Russia the technology to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to document that in a few minutes.
Okay.
Now, why would we do that?
Money.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a major reason, which we'll cover. Okay, now, if you're going to have a war in Vietnam, you need a compliant president. So the war was planned in 1943. It wasn't supposed to start till the 60s. So John Kennedy was elected. And John Kennedy found out about the war and issued orders to start withdrawing the troops in 1963. And in fact, after he said he was reelected in 64, he was going to completely pull out of Vietnam. No, bad thought, John. You don't seem to understand. We planned a war. We aimed to have one. So John was sent to Dallas in 1963 and didn't come home. And 4 days after the assassination, Lyndon Johnson rescinded those orders, and we were back on a war footing. Huh? Are you saying, Ralph, that John Kennedy was killed because he wanted to stop a war that was already planned? Yes. That's the only reason. Well, it's not the only reason. It's the major reason John Kennedy was killed, by a conspiracy. Because they wanted a war in Vietnam, and John Kennedy says, no, we're not going to have your war. So John went to Dallas and didn't come home. And Lyndon Johnson said, no, we're going to have a war.
Mm-hmm.
So now, President Kennedy was not running the government. So even if he had survived, he wouldn't have stopped the war. And the evidence of that is in the Vietnamese War. I mean, in fact, forgive me, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Kennedy saw no missiles in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And in the books, I did a video on the Vietnamese War, the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's in my video called Russia's Wooden Missiles. In there, I talk about the evidence that there were no missiles, no warheads ever in Cuba. None. Zip. Zero. Bobby Kennedy, when he saw the pictures in 1962 supplied by the CIA, said, quote, in his book, I, for one, had to take their word for it. I was relieved to hear later that this was the same reaction of virtually everyone at the meeting, including President Kennedy. The CIA came in 1962 in October and said, look, we got evidence they're putting missiles, Russia's putting missiles and warheads into Cuba, and they showed pictures, and Bobby said, I don't see any. And neither did John. But there were a total of 18 people there, and 14 of them were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So maybe the CFR was running the government. Now, there were four examples in that video that I used to show you that Kennedy was not in charge of our government. Number one, Kennedy insisted that the American government board the ships withdrawing the missiles after the Cuban Missile Crisis. And not one ship was ever boarded. Not one. Why? If he's president and says, I want those ships boarded, they're boarded. No. No, we don't do that. You don't seem to understand, John. We don't want that. Number two, Kennedy gave instructions to remove the Jupiters from Turkey and Greece. And nothing happened. No missiles were withdrawn. Why? If you're the president, you get missiles withdrawn. Number three, Kennedy issued orders stopping the U-2 flights over Cuba, and nothing was done. Nothing was done. Wait a minute, the president says stop it. They stop. No, not if the CFR is running it.
I was just going to say, it's very interesting given all the conflict going on now about Iraq. And Bush, of course, saying he's the decider and this and this and this. And Congress said, no, you're not. We are. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. When in actuality, it's neither. It's you know, whoever is running things from behind the scenes, in this case, certainly the CFR.
Well, we know this. Bill Clinton told us in 1992 on live television that both parties are controlled by the same people. In fact, he in 1992 he predicted his wife would be president in 2008. Bill Clinton said that.
Yeah.
Because he said that the powers that run the party, the both parties, allow an alternation of parties in power.
Yep.
Which means 8 years Democrats, mm-hmm. 8 years Republicans, and then guess what? 8 years of Democrats again.
That's right.
Well, who's the Democrat leading Democratic candidate? It just so happens to be Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
So I'm telling you, don't even vote because it's not going to matter. She's going to get the election whether you vote for her or not. It's already established. Now, once we got the things in place, we've got a compliant president, we've got an agreement between us and the Russians to supply them with the enemies, the weapons to kill our boys, then we need an incident to get us involved. Well, they had one. In World War I, this conspiracy sunk the Lusitania intentionally. The Lusitania was a love boat sitting in New York Harbor, mm-hmm. waiting to go back to England during a time of war. And during a time of war, the love boat Lusitania was no longer a ship owned by the Cunard Lines. It was owned by the English government. And so J.P. Morgan arranged to put 6 million rounds of ammunition on board. But the German government said, don't board the ship, anyone in New York, because it's a ship of war. And Woodrow Wilson intervened and said, no, it's a love boat. Go and have a good trip over to London or Liverpool, I think, where they were going, and you'll enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. So they went, and then Winston Churchill and Roosevelt conspired to sink it intentionally. Why? As a provocation to get us into World War I. The provocation in World War II was Pearl Harbor. On my website, you can read an article, the headline of the Hilo Hawaii newspaper, November 30th, 1941. That's the Sunday before the following Sunday, December 7th, 1941, and the headline reads, Hilo, Hawaii, not Topeka, Kansas, not made up on a computer. I got it from the library. The headline reads, Japan may strike this weekend. Oh, no, Roosevelt didn't know about it. It was a completely attacked by surprise. We didn't know, but the newspaper knew.
Yep.
How come the newspaper knew and Roosevelt didn't? Interestingly enough, 9 congressional investigations were held into what happened at Pearl Harbor, and not one of them concluded that Roosevelt knew. Not one. Does that mean our congressional investigations lied to us? Could that be true?
It would seem so.
Yes, I would think so. Not one. Okay, now, so we had an incident. We needed an incident to get us into Vietnam. We did it in the Lusitania, we had Pearl Harbor, now we need another one. So they did. They had the Gulf of Tonkin event, which never happened. It never happened. Oh, no, Ralph, everybody knows that some of our destroyers off in the Gulf of Tonkin international waters were attacked by some North Vietnamese patrol boats. No. Even McNamara, who was the Secretary of Defense at the time, has admitted recently that there was no attack. So now, oh, no, as soon as that happened, Johnson responded, you can't attack our ships. We're going to start the war, and we started it. And then all the time during the war, America was supplying Russia with the technology to kill Americans. And that means that we kill our own soldiers, 53,000 of them. Now, I want to admit, Frank, this is not fun to make that comment, but unfortunately, it's demonstrably true. Anthony Sutton wrote a book called National Suicide, Military Aid to the Soviet Union, back in the 70s. And here's what he concluded. There is no such thing as Soviet technology. Almost all, perhaps 90 to 95%, came from the United States and its NATO allies.
Mm-hmm.
The Soviet Union has used American technology to kill Americans. Now, it's not as if we didn't know this was going on. The Republican Party platform, 1968, read, quote, nations hostile to this country will receive no assistance from the United States. We will not provide aid of any kind to countries which aid and abet the war efforts of North Vietnam. Now, what's wrong with that? Is that a good idea? Sure it is. Why should we provide technology or aid and assistance to any country giving assistance to the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Richard Nixon at the American Legion Convention in September 1968, candidate Nixon said, there should be no aid or credit of any kind with any country that aids the enemy in Vietnam. Now, could the president do anything about that? Yes. According to the Export Control Act of 1949, he has the authority to stop any trade for national security.
Right.
He's got the legal power. Well, he promised he'd do it. But did he do it? No. 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 Why? Let me tell you this. I had an effect on the government, the United States government. It's not in a major way, but it's very interesting.
Yeah.
There's a report called the Export Control Bulletin published by the Secretary of Commerce. And it was printed every quarter. This particular one is the 91st, so that was the 91st quarter in 1971. So I think they started shortly after World War II, publishing the commodities license for export to East European destinations.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that report in my research and photocopied. I've got three still in my files, and I photocopied it because it lists the officially the materials that we sent to Russia during the Vietnamese War. Now, wait a minute. Russia's the enemy. Nixon's got the power to stop it, and it never stopped. Why? Let me read you from the third quarter, 1971.
Okay.
We sent Russia polyvinyl butyrol, which I'm told is a synthetic rubber, ethyl anti-knock compounds, which is, I guess, used to reduce the old gas-powered engines, the noise of knocking engines, $170 million worth of electronic computers parts and accessories, parts for rolling mills, ball and roller bearings. Now, you can't run a tank, a jeep, a truck, an armored personnel carrier, a radar system, or a missile without ball bearings, and we sent them ball bearings. We sent them $4 million of oil and gas field production equipment, airborne navigation equipment and parts, and $17 million worth of trucks and parts. Why? We sent them, in that one quarter alone, the technical data, which I presume means like patents or something,
right.
Iron and steel foundries, foundries for producing engine components, lube oil additives, and the distillation of petroleum.
Wow.
Now, why? Now, it's interesting. I went back there years after this, maybe in the late 70s or something, to the library at the University of Arizona. They had these reports. They're about the size of a Reader's Digest, except probably 50 pages. And they were all stored on one shelf. And I went there and I said, gee, they're not there anymore. And I went to the library and they said, oh, we were asked to remove those for space limitations.
Wow.
What do you mean? It's only take up the shelf, the whole thing took up maybe less than a couple of feet on the shelf. So I thought, well, maybe just the University of Arizona had them removed. So I called Arizona State, you know, University up in Phoenix, and they had theirs removed for space reasons. Then I called the department, the government of the United of Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
They had a library where they kept government reports, and they were removed for space reasons.
Wow. They must take up a lot of space if that's sort of priority number one, to make space.
You betcha, boy. They did. At least a couple of feet on a shelf.
It's very valuable space.
I have
space.
A feeling that they said, wait a minute, Epperson's starting to use that report to our detriment. We better take the report out of circulation. I can't explain it. That's the best I can do.
That's fantastic information.
At least twice, and I'm sure it was more than that, in November of 1967, Congressman H.R. Gross introduced a bill to prevent American foreign aid grants to nations which traded with North Vietnam. So if you're trading with the enemy, we're not getting any of our money, and that bill was defeated.
Wow.
Congress defeated. In 1969, Congressman Earl Landgraf proposed an amendment to the Export Control Act of 1949. It read, quote, "No commodities, military or otherwise, shall be authorized for shipment to any foreign nation which sells or furnishes to North Vietnam any equipment, materials, or commodities." What's wrong with that? That was defeated as well. Now, I asked Congressman Udall, mm-hmm. Morris Udall, ran for the presidency against Jimmy Carter. He was a longtime congressman. I asked him in a public meeting. I said, "Congressman, why did you allow this aid and trade to go on during the Vietnamese War?" And I showed him the report, had it in my hands. He picked it out of my hands and looked at it and said, "Oh, this is good for business. It creates jobs."
Wow. Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
That's the I want to be president person.
Correct.
Now. Oh, man. Ralph, hold on a second here, folks. Lots of incredible information here, folks. Courtesy of our special guest, Ralph Epperson. Again, you can go to his website, ralph-epperson.com, and we'll give out his phone number here when we come back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stick around.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. the conclusion of hour number two. We're spending it with Ralph Epperson, and his phone number, if you'd like to call him during business hours, is 800-422-3888. His website, ralph-epperson.com. Ralph, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you. So you were just mentioning about this report, showing it to a potential presidential candidate, and he said, hey, look, war's good for business, makes a lot of jobs and things like that. And that's really what it all boils down to. And obviously, this is something people need to understand. You know, a lot of people are trying to spread the truth about September 11th and whatnot, and God bless them. But they need to understand that this is simply another example of another staged event to launch another war for profit. And that is a time-honored tradition by this government. And all governments, really, for the most part, since time immemorial.
Well, I didn't get a chance to finish my little story.
Oh, please, go ahead.
One more line to it. As I said, Jim, you're right. The morticians and the people that own cemeteries love it. And the congressman had to leave. He had another appointment.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get shot. These days you would have.
Do you understand this? Our government was doing this knowingly. They introduced bills to stop it, and they wouldn't stop it. Why?
Right.
It's madness.
And why wouldn't anybody with any good representatives with a conscience bring this forward, you know?
Now here's the best example of this, this aid and trade. In 1966, the United States sent the Soviet Union the specifications to a glycerol plant. Glycerol. Glycerol is used in the manufacture of explosives. Specifically in Vietnam, glycerol was used as a detonator in a booby trap. Now, what's a booby trap? That's a mine that you step on, and when you do, it explodes, and it comes back up on you. So the glycerol plant is made with two parts. The booby trap is made with two parts. The top part's the glycerol, and the bottom part's the TNT. I've been told. I'm not an expert. But when you step on the glycerol, it explodes down into the TNT, causing the TNT to explode up, and then you get your legs blown off.
Wow.
According to Peter Stark, who was a Green Beret veteran who lost his legs by stepping on a booby trap in Vietnam, he said that over 50% of all American casualties suffering in Vietnam have come from booby traps. And we sent them the specifications to a plant to make the glycerol. And I want to bring this down to a firsthand story. This happened to me. In 1968, I was living in Oakland, California, and there was a naval base, I think, in I guess that traded all sorts of Vietnam veterans. And so my wife was a member of the Junior League at the time, so they had a little project, you know, bring your husbands or boyfriends along, and we're going to go into the, because we're young people, we'll go into the hospital and, you know, thank these young men for their sacrifice during the Christmas holiday because they couldn't go home. You know, they were home, but they were injured in the hospital. So we went there and sang Christmas carols and handed out cookies and candy bars.
That's nice.
And I was very happy to do this because I didn't like what we were doing in the war, but I knew these were the innocent people.
Right.
And we were going from ward to ward, just handing, just being friendly. Hi there, how are you? We're young like you, and we appreciate what you've done. So we came to a ward where there were soldiers laying in bed with stubs. Some had no arms, no legs, or stubs of arms and legs. And we went, bed by bed, and I realized where I was. And I realized that I knew that the booby traps that these men had stood on or stepped on had blown off their arms and legs. And I knew that it was our government that supplied it. I had to leave.
I can't even imagine what that must have been like. I know we have a lot of vets out there who listen to the show, Ralph. And I imagine this is painful for them to listen to. But it's also important for them to understand that there was some heroism by somebody obviously ended the war single-handedly. We'll talk about that, folks. Stay with us for our next hour right after this.